Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. I find unfailing a difficult word to comprehend. I'm English, and living on an island as I do, the British Isles, I've grown up confident that the weather that greets me in the morning will have completely changed by lunchtime. I cannot rely upon weather, or indeed the weather forecaster, who confidently advises me of the day ahead. So I'm surprised by the nature of my character, which is equally changeable. I move from affability to tetchiness so easily, it's as though the sunshine gives way to dark clouds and rain. This may, of course, be more than a national characteristic and be common to fractured humanity. So the idea of a character who never changes is difficult to comprehend, even harder to trust. Yet this is how our God is described, a lover who never falters, a love that's consistent in its intensity. Of course, such constant love is itself the very definition of faithfulness. Having little experience within my historic human relationships of such consistency of emotion and commitment, it remains a strange concept to grasp. Then, alongside my inconsistent personal behaviour and past experience, there's the challenge presented by life experience. On numerous occasions, I feel distant from God. My prayers appear unanswered, or if answered with a response I find less than consoling. And so I apply my inconsistency to my apparent friendship with God, who I can barely discern within my life. Doubt, disappointment, and frustration arise, and due to the discomfort they create within me, I direct them all at God, who I blame for my current condition. Just as when I get caught in the rain unexpectedly and know that, despite my immediate annoyance at getting wet, the weather will change soon enough. So God invites me to weather my personal apparent crisis in the expectation that life will change at some point. Why? Because God's love is unfailing and God is faithful to his promise. The greater challenge is that weather is objective and measurable, while God's unfailing love is so often intangible and unobservable. True faith is anticipating a change in the weather without any evidence apart from God's promise. Learning to live with a confidence in God's love that mirrors the consistency of God's love for me has been a significant, often painful and testing trial throughout my life. It's only as I journey through the autumn of my life that I sense a greater understanding and am able to rest more easily within such unfailing love. As we enter into the God space today, consider the very constancy of God's unfailing love. What have you to compare it to? There are few such constants within daily human experience. So trusting God is something of a shot in the dark. It's a learned behavior. Is it one you might like to embrace? Amen. In reality, I've conceded that God's love is, as the psalmist declares, unfailing. This is now my life's compass, not the turbulent circumstances that surround me. Now do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship and with prayer, as well as a wonderful testimony. You can also join me for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.